honor is due unto his name. Praise his holy name. Glory, glory, glory. I love that song. I love it. I remember I taught them the kids choir when they was younger. And we sang that song. And boy, that the Holy Ghost went fire through all of them. And I thank God for his gift, his anointing. I thank God for him. And I worship him and I praise his holy name. And I thank God. I thank God for the church family here, the pastoral staff, first lady, each and every last one of you. I thank God for you. And I pray for you on a daily basis. I don't need to know what to pray for. I just pray for you. If you have your Bibles, we're going to open up and we're going to stand up and we're going to honor God and we're going to rest upon our feet. I like that. Rest upon our feet. And we're going to read unto God. We begin in 2 Kings chapter 5. Praise God, we did. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. If you don't have a Bible, share. Share. I love the Word of God. Can't never get enough of the Word of God. I study the Word, I meditate on His Word, and let that Word live in me and it manifest. This is our instructions, how to live this life. Everybody was talking about, I want the Lord to speak to me. Here it is, in the Word.
Amen.
That's it. Now Naaman. If everybody have it, say amen.
Amen.
Now Naaman, captain of the host of King Assyria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given him deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy." And out went in and told his Lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Israel, and the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 10,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." And it was so, when Elijah, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. And Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." Turn to your neighbor to your right, and the title of the message is, "Go Dip." Subtitle, "Go and Wash." Go Dip. You may be seated. Go Dip. Go Wash. And be clean.
Yes.
I know this message was in me years and years and years ago. And when I receive these titles of the messages that I preach, It's all the Lord implanted in my spirit. And I wrote them down on a piece of paper. I mean, years ago. And then it so happened I had, it was an old Bible I kept it in. And then when I said, oh, here's that Bible. I've been looking for this Bible forever. Then a list of the title messages came out. And then I was like, okay, Lord said, that's it. That's going to go with this message. Go deal.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Name it. He was a captain of the host. He was mighty in power, mighty in valor. He was a great man. He was noble. He was proud. He was a general. He was a chief. He was a boss. He had authority, but yet he was under authority. He was honorable. He was one type of person to be respected, to be revered. God used him as a deliverer. He rescued. He saved his people. He fought in five battles. But what was he? Was a leper. He had this disease that was upon him. There are very, very different or diverse or stages of leprosy. Just like today, different stages of cancer. You got stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four. Fourth, that means death. And that's when I had fourth stage of cancer. And said, the doctor said, well, you're gonna die in 2 weeks. But they forgot, I know a guy. My faith was so strong. I didn't care what they said to me. You know, every doctor that came to me with that negative report, because I said, I believe on the report of the Lord. Yeah. He said, it wasn't my time to die. Right. And my faith was strong, no matter what they said. Yeah. They said, well, how do you know? I said, because I know. I know a God who loves me, who cares for me.
Yeah.
But he had leprosy. As a disease, sometimes it works from the inside out. You don't know you have it. Until it came upon the skin, it was pure white. Just like cancer, it eats away on the inside of you. Tumors begin to form and grow. And I asked my doctor, I said, well, how did that become? And he said, you know, it draws off the blood. I go, oh, okay, I'm going to dip in some blood. I'm going to dip in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But this disease, it can eat away your muscles. Your tissues. It's very painful. That's why it's called a disease. It works on your on your nervous system.
Yeah.
And has an odor. You smell bad. See, in those days, they had to sit outside of their camp. And they had to cry unclean. You know, I'm unclean. Everybody knew that you was left. Back then. Sometimes we probably go shake their hands, sometimes their fingers can fall off.
Wow.
Your toes just fall off. Nose, everything. That reminds me of nowadays these diseases like that with that flesh eating disease. Ebola. Everything, all the diseases. But he was a leper. The Syrians, they captured this little man, do you see the significance? They say, little man. They stripped her from her family and her friends. They took her away from out of her country to serve Naaman's wife, to be a maid, to be a slave. It just seems like how you feel somebody just kidnap you and strip you away to serve somebody else. But you know what? The significant part about it, she didn't even get mad. See, little did they know God was working in his favor because she was a help to him. And she said, I know a prophet. From the very town that you took me out of, who can recover him? He is with God. I know for surety that God works. God still performs a miracle.
Yeah.
But she didn't become bitter. She wasn't upset. So most of us would be upset. And God uses who he wants to. See, it was a divine purpose. It was divine with reason why she was captured. Naaman was captured by having this leprosy, this disease. She was captured to rescue him, save him, get his healing. And she was stripped away. She was the answer. She was the solution. She could have turned away and said, hey, no, I'm not going to help you out. Y'all took me. But Naaman, he fought in battles. He won a lot of wars. He was victorious. But he couldn't fight his own internal battle. What was going on inside of him? He'll go out there and fight like a man. He was a beast in the fields. He was a captain. That's why the king elevated him. He had great fighting skills, but he couldn't fight what was going on in his body. Have you been in that place where you victorious out there, you winning souls for Christ, you praying for this one, you praying for that one, they all getting delivered and getting saved, and just like the pastors, you know, you'll never know what they're going through. But we got to come up here and deliver a word. And you have that internal pain, that inner turmoil is going on in your body and in your life. He was so hurt. He was confused. Why is this going on with me? I can win out there, but I can't win this thing. This disease is taking over me. That's how I felt when I had cancer had me. Or proclaimed to have me. You know, sometimes I didn't question God while I was going through it. I knew that he was going to bring me out. But it still was painful.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't understand why you're going through what you're going through. All the hurt. Nobody don't see the tears that you cry at home on your pillow. But God sees them.
That's right.
God sees it. Because I know I used to be so strong coming up in there. You never know. I smiled all the time and I ain't let no one know what happened to me. You know, because you know, I'm, you know, what you call that? So spiritually good, you know. Nobody ain't going to know. God, you going to work it out. Until it became noticeable. Just like with the leprosy that Naaman was going through.
It became
noticeable.
Oh, no.
And look who saw what was going on with him. That little maid. Little girl. Yeah. That little young lady. The damsel. She knew about him. She saw. She worked it. Like Sister Sherry and Pastor Gardner. They saw. My family. They saw what was going on with me. Because my stomach was getting bigger and bigger. And it got so big where you thought I was 8 months pregnant. Naaman tried to hide it. He tried to hide it. He was like, wow, I can go on the battlefield. I can win these wars. But I can't fight my own battle. No one knows what's going on behind your closed doors. No one don't see your hurt and pain that you're going through. What are we hiding? We have to learn to let it out.
Man.
Let it go.
Right.
Cry unto God. Man. I remember I wrote on Facebook about a couple months ago. I was like, I'm crying for help. Going through that inner turmoil where everything's coming at you. And you don't understand sometimes. Lord, bring me out. He said, I got you. I will.
Yeah.
He going to bring you out.
Yeah.
We just got to trust and believe.
Yeah.
We got to have faith.
That's right.
Complete faith. We cannot doubt what God can do for us.
That's right.
But he had leprosy. He was probably thinking of saying to himself, he said, name it. Look at me. I know when he probably took off his armor, his clothes when he got home, his boots, he was like, oh, he's smelling himself. The stench was upon him. He said, I'm literally falling apart. How can I have the best of times and the worst of times all at the same time? What is going on here? Back then, they didn't have pain medication. They didn't have morphine and ointment and a pharmacy Vicodin now and Norco or whatever the new medication is. And no antibiotics. They suffered. They endured the pain. But yet, he never gave up. He still was in that battle. He still fought. He was in the fight of his life. But he kept on going. He didn't know the reason why he was keeping on going. He didn't know who was holding his hand throughout this situation. You got to know, who hand you holding. We got to know that the Lord's going to bring you through. But he was a leper. Sometimes we may be on the usher board. We could be an elder. We could sing in the choir. We could be on the praise team, musician. We just going on in the Lord. See, it's through your praise and your worship. And honoring and glorifying, magnifying the Lord. That's what it's all about. We keep on going. Then go home and cry and release yourself. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We got to uphold the bloodstained banner. For he was a leper. What are we hiding on our armor of our flesh? I've been there, so I know. I hid it very well until it came out. You know, you cry, you know, like you can't take it anymore. I just stood in my hallway and just pulled my hair. Lord, please deliver me of it. He said, you're on the bed. Just ask. Well, I was saying, please, Lord, help me. Just ask. He said, just ask me in my name. That's it. But what if we have? What if we had? We all have issues. Turn your phone on, vibrate. We all have issues, situations, conditions. We have troubles. We are persecuted to no end. We go through our trials. But thank God, he cares for us. He loves us so much. We can endure. We got to endure. We have it. Now, Pastor Rutherford was preaching about in the revival. Endure, persevere, and have patience. But thank God, he'll strengthen us. He'll lift us up. I always think about Jesus took those stripes on his back for our healing. He was beaten, so he was not recognizable. They didn't know that was Jesus. He was bloody. He was bruised just for us.
Yeah.
That's why I always say, Pastor God, I used to say that a long time ago, and my motto, I still say it to this day. Every 20 years, this year, October 11th, 20 years, I always say, I am healed of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I am the healed of the Lord.
Amen.
Whether it's physical, emotional, mental, financial, whatever state you are in, you are healed. I'm healed of the total being. Every aspect of me, I am healed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good work. Good work.
Amen.
Yes.
But where would we be without the Lord? Some of us have been dead by now. We thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Thank him for life.
Yes.
Every time I open my eyeballs up,
yes.
I think I can see today.
Yes.
I think I can, God, I can hear today. Yes. I can say, I thank God for the use of my faculty. Yes. I'm able to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I thank God for that. Some people are not able. One thing they do when you're in the hospital and before you get out that hospital, they're going to make sure you go to the bathroom. They're going to make sure. I'm like, oh, I came. They're like, well, you're not getting out of the hospital. I was like, okay, Lord, come on, work on me. I'm getting out of here. I know it's TMI. But he's already working it out for you.
Yeah.
God knew that Naaman had leprosy, but he used him anyway. See, over in Syria, they were serving other gods. Their gods, they made with hands. Israel wasn't. Because I wonder, I'm saying, Lord, why you let the ones that serve idols was victorious over the ones who served you in Israel? I always wondered that. Because he had a point. He was trying to bring home a point. But he's a god everywhere. He got his children everywhere, in every country. Doesn't matter. But he used them in his condition, in his state. Like he used some of us in our conditions and in our state. And brings to mind like David. David was he was an adulterer. He lusted after another man's wife. Then gave birth to his child. And then he had the husband killed. But God used him. In spite of himself, he used him. He became God's apple of his eye.
Amen.
He used Abraham. Abraham was a liar. He lied twice. But he became a friend of God. Peter, he would cuss you out from one side down the neck. He would cut your ear off. But he became one of the greatest preachers and teachers of the Bible. God will use you. But Naaman, he suffered a whole lot. God sometimes will use your troubles, your situations, to bring victory. We are victorious in God.
Amen.
We are very victorious. But in verse 4 it says, you know, and they went and told his lord, his master, his king, of what the little maid said. So the king sent a letter to the king of Israel. And then they're going to try to buy out, you know, this leprosy with money. Right? 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and some clothes, 10 changes of clothes. So Naaman brought that letter to the king. King got mad. He said, wait a minute, I'm not God. Am I God? I can't kill no one. I can't make alive anyone. What am I to do? At least he recognized that. He recognized that he wasn't God. So Elijah, the prophet Elisha, heard about it. He said, why are you ripping your clothes? Why are you tearing your clothes? Tell him, come to me. Come to me. So Naaman came. He rolled up on Elijah. He rolled up on him, stood outside, and waited for Elijah to come out there. Elijah didn't go out. He sent a messenger. He said, you go and wash in Jordan 7 times. And you shall be clean. You shall be whole. You shall be completed. You shall be healed. You shall be delivered. Go dip yourself into Jordan. Name it, like, what? What? Wait a minute. Don't you know I'm the captain of the host? your little maid. And you can't even come outside to me. Man, you crazy. Man, I can't believe this. He don't know who I am. He's not even gonna come outside. I got all this money for him. I got these clothes for him. And you gonna send somebody to me and tell me to go wash, go dip in this dirt, nasty, filthy.
Yeah.
You can't even see through that water. Sometimes I mess. We got to get into some mess to get clean. See, what was wrong with Naaman? He said, I fought. He got into himself. See, we think too much sometimes.
Amen.
We don't think with the mind of Christ. That's all we think. The mind of Christ. We think too much. We know it all too much. God already devised this plan. For him to be healed. Well, we want to go a better way. We want to do things our own way. I done let you, Naaman, beat my Israel. And you won your victory. And you say you going to slap me in my face? And tell me what you're not going to do? And that's how we think sometimes. God can tell us, go here, or go there, or do that. Be still.
Yeah.
Listen to what I'm saying. Let's get your spiritual ears on.
Come on now.
We don't want to do all that. We just like Naaman sometimes.
Yes.
Until God make us get on our knees. And we'll sink so low in that mud, in that dirt, in that filth. That he's trying to clean up out of our lives. But wait a minute, ain't I burning? And Papa, how come I can't go wash over there? I'm gonna go to the right. God said go left. But that's clean water over there. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
I can just drink out of it. No, he left. He got mad. Sometimes we get mad with God. No, why? God, no. Then God was talking about, why am I going through this? But you're going to keep going through this until you get your act together.
Amen.
Naaman's servants had to come and tell him, boss man. Boss. Do what the man of God says to do. It's just that simple. Sometimes we make things hard for our own self. It's just that simple. When I was going through that cancer and I was going out, it was a million and one doctors. And my spirit didn't agree with them or what they were saying. And I said, and I just sat and I laid on that gurney and I said, God, you sent me the right doctor. The one who served you.
I know that's right.
Who's in the Word. Or who has a prayer life. That's the type of person I need.
Amen.
I don't need all this other stuff, what they're talking about. I need somebody who's going to be staying in tune with me. And didn't God do that? I got rid of all those other doctors, except that one. Dr. Lisa Carwell, that's her name. And see, when I knew she was for me, she said, the first words came out of her mouth. She said, I'm here for you. And you know what I really, 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 really liked about her and I loved about her? Before anything, she grabbed me and we prayed. That was her. That's it. See, that's what we got to do. We got to ask God.
That's right.
We just going to jump into a situation. We got to ask him for the Holy Ghost. I mean, for guidance. For the Holy Ghost. Guide and direct us.
That's right.
To lead us. Where you want me to go? Okay. Okay, I'm going to jump into that dirty, muddy, filthy pool. See, sometimes it takes a simple thing to confound the wise. It may look like dirty to us. See, in our own flesh, that's what we see. We see that. Almost a fish. But he was mad, he was angry. But his servant said, "Boss man, come on now. Come on. You want your healing. You want me delivered of this sickness, this pain. You want to get over this, don't you?" If he said, "Go on, if you was ever gonna do some great things, something magnificent, you would do it in a heartbeat. Go on over there. Get into that mud. Your answer is right there. Your healing is right there. God's gonna meet you at your need right there."
Yeah.
But you know what I found out? Was leprosy wasn't his problem. His problem was his pride.
All right, man.
Pride.
Come on, man.
His pride. What do you say? "I am captain of the host. I'm mighty and valiant. I am that great man. I'm honorable. I'm a deliverer. But I'm a leper." What is that? Six is what? The number of man.
Number of man.
I was like, "Oh, go on, God. You told me, oh, man." That's all in that first verse. The number of man. Humanity. Right. Flesh. Man. Mindset.
Come on.
Our way.
Yeah.
Man. God trying to get us to number seven, to make us whole, to complete us, to deliver us. He want to knock out that flesh. Go dip. Go wash. Go be clean. Go be whole. Dip. Dip. Hey, you ain't dipping enough. Go down. Dipping is a purging.
Come on now.
You got to merge yourself in the Lord. Get down there, man. Quit playing with me. Do you want it? Dip. Wash. We got problems with our family. Dip.
Come on now.
We get in a financial struggle. Dip. You having trouble on your job. You better dip.
Come on here.
You better dip. You better get clean. You better do what the master said. Dip. He'll wash every sin away. Dip. Strip yourself from yourself. Dip. That's where he's trying to take us. Get that pride out. We can be proud of our accomplishment, but you better dip. Don't get big-headed. He's trying to humble name. See, that's the last three letters. Name, man.
Amen.
Flesh. Dip.
Yeah.
Quit being selfish. Dip. God will heal you. Dip. Your miracle is in that water. Dip. Go wash. He's going to bring you out. He's going to give you beauty for your ashes. You better dip. He's going to give you a garment of praise. You better dip. He's going to beautify you. You better dip. He's going to take care of all your problems. We better dip. Go and wash. Be clean. Be made whole. There's nothing. Wash yourselves in the word of God. Can't live without the word of God. We cannot live without God in our lives. We cannot live without it. We can't live without friends. It's a two-way street. We shouldn't be always talking. We got to stay around and listen to what God is saying to us.
Amen.
Yeah. Every time we go down there and pray, We thank you, Lord. You know, and I need this, I need that, and you know, this and that. And then we get up and we gone, Lord. We don't stay around for the answer. We better do it. Better have that daily devotion. Spend time with him. Dip, wash by seeking his face, by praising him, by worshiping him, lifting him up. We better do it. I had to dip just here recently. Pastor, no. So Sherry, call in Denise, my sister, no. Every time if you listen to Pastor, always praying about my blood. My blood. Ever since about that cancer, it's always something with my blood. They always try to convince me it's coming back or this issue or that issue. Now they're saying I had sickle cell disease and diabetes and everything else. And I was like, I'm dipping in the blood of Jesus Christ. No matter what. So Sherry, I'm sorry I laughed at you, but she always everything. Did you call the doctor? Did the doctor call you? I said, yeah, they always call me. They always call me. You know, they always call me. And she called me. And I'm telling you, I'm going to testify to this. When I dipped in the blood and Pastor prayed for me, and this is a testament, because they seen the results. It's supposed to be like red, my levels, all my blood levels, and they did a graph and everything, my platelet counts, and all that was supposed to be like red and green or whatever, blue. And then my levels was black. They was on the end. And Pastor seen it. He said, ooh. All he kept on saying, ooh. Oh my. Ooh. Oh my. He said, that's not good. I said, no, it's not. But you know what I did? Yeah. I did. My doctor called me. I'm sorry I told that little film to you. I just wanted to say testify today. My doctor called me last week. She said, everything is good. It is back to normal. She said, I can't explain it. I said, well, I can. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. He is my healer. He is my deliverer.
Not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of my mouth. shall he live by. For yea, I have sent that which you shall wash yourself in. And yea, I sent a son unto you, yea, that came it down from the Father of lights. And yea, he paid the price that you might be cleansed throughout your life, said God. This is the word, the bread of life. Yea, be partakers of it. Yea, steady to show thyself approved. But yea, in it you will find me. Yea, and I shall be there for thee. And yea, your deliverance shall be there. Your healing is there. Your joy is there. Your peace is there. This is the word that proceeded out of my mouth, said God. And I speak it unto my people. Yea, take hold of it. And it shall be your light, said God. It shall be your strength. And it shall carry you all the way home unto me, said God.
Hallelujah!
Everybody come on down, y'all.
Lift a hand.